one of the features in our smartphones that they use the geolocation is that they can sense where are the Pharisees nearby. It's a very helpful feature. I would like you to try it today with me. If you have your phone, you can use it today. Please take it off your pockets. Keep in the silent mode, please. I have airplane mode, so if you call me now, it won't come. So, yeah, take your phones, unlock it. Are you following me? Don't be afraid, it won't be... You won't have to pay anything for discovering this unique feature. And I'm serious. Go now to, it's in the camera features. Go to the camera, and it's in the, not in the settings. Are you following me?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to the selfie mode. Let me see. Do you see what I see? You will see the best Pharisee in your life. You can take a picture now. Yeah, take a picture. For those who don't have phones with you, we'll take a gathered selfie. Best Pharisees of the whole town, one place. Yeah, you know, it's not very funny. We are all Pharisees. We are all this man who thinks so well about himself. Why? In the 3rd century, there was heresy called Pelagianism. Some monks says that we can cooperate with God. We can do good things and come to him, meet him in the halfway on the way of our salvation. And this is what the Pharisees says, like, I'm doing something good, God, you know. I'm not Hitler. I'm not like other people from humanity who are greedy, dishonest, they steal money. I'm good, you know. We can walk together, God. And this is why we are Pharisees, because it's not true. The truth is that we are all sinners. And everything good we do is God's grace. Nothing, completely nothing, we cannot do without God's grace. It is God's grace who leads us to doing anything good. And this is very difficult truth. To acknowledge that everything good I do, even the smallest goodness in my life, it's God's grace. It's because of original sin that distorts our nature. And without God's help, we're not able to do nothing good. It took me a few years to accept it, to see that even those things that come almost naturally, they are still a result of God's grace working in me. This is why the prayer of tax collector is so appropriate. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Before God, we are all first sinners, but still he loves us. It doesn't stop him from coming to us. I was thinking, what will be the happy end of this parable? What will be the another scenario that the story could have the happy end of the Pharisees? There are a few options. Maybe you have a few in mind, you can share with me then later too. I think that the best happy end for the story will be that the Pharisee who saw that there was tax collector back in the church will go to that man, sit nearby with him, and say, man, how are you doing today? I'm seeing you are not really looking good today, you are sad, you know. I know you're a tax collector, I saw you in the office. I need to say sorry because I often think about you not the best things. I'm sorry for that. Most people don't think either well about you, but I know that your job is important. And I would like you to pray for me. Could we pray together? This will be the happy end for this story. The tax collector, who is just, who is good, he's a good person. Tax collectors were, Pharisees. The Pharisees, they were good people. But what happens to good people sometimes that we can be so sure of our goodness We can forget that we are sinners first of all, sinners that needs God's grace. This will be the good Pharisee that Jesus is looking for, the one who see others, the one who has compassionate heart, the one who reach others, and it is difficult to do it. And this is the good Pharisee that I would like you to become with me, to go into that journey, to become good Pharisees. Because as we're coming here, how many of us feel that we don't really belong here, that we are not enough good, that we don't know enough people, that we will never be enough holy to be really truly members of the Holy Society of St. Vincent de Paul parishioners? No. I would like us to be people who belong to this place, because we are all sinners. They can support each other, even in more ways, to become the good Pharisees, that they will reach others in the ways that will transform our lives. And this will require, first of all, praying more for each other. How many of us have friends here and in the other places that pray for you? But some of us may not have anyone who prays for you, because maybe or your family doesn't believe in God, your friends don't believe in God, so you come here by yourself. And it would be really nice to know that people here pray for you. I pray for you every day. I have for you something which I will call revolutionary. As St. Vincent de Paul, he was a revolutionary man. He took care in a revolutionary way of the poor in his life. We'll talk more about that after communion, after you receive body of Christ, after you'll be ready for something not very challenging, but something transforming your life, something that is continuation of Eucharist. And we'll get to this after communion.